Chapter 14. Wishes. Comprehension. Read this passage. Of course, we all love the idea of being given a magic wish, or even better, a set of three. But stories warn us that you must be very careful, or your wish can actually become a curse. King Midas, for example, wished that everything he touched would turn to gold. Afterwards, sitting at a table with his transformed family, himself unable to eat anything, he became a symbol of the emptiness of life devoted only to wealth. The Sibyl is another example of careless wishing. Though she wished for eternal life, she forgot to wish for eternal health and youth. She dragged on a lonely and painful existence, a withered crone begging for death. Another more modern tale of the troubles associated with wishes is the story about the ordinary man who by chance bought a magic object at a rummage sale. He took it home to his wife, and they laughed at the idea that it had any power, but rubbed it anyway and wished for a large sum of money. A few days later, tragedy struck when their only son was killed in a terrible head-on car crash. This was followed by the nightmare of visits from the police, the harrowing trip to the hospital to identify the battered body, funeral arrangements, condolences from family and friends, and a terrible sense of loss. Soon after, a check arrived for the couple in the mail. Until then, they hadn't known that their son had taken out such a large life insurance policy. What good was the money anyway? All the money in the world could not compensate for what they had endured. It was then that they remembered their wish. Could the terrible events have been fate's way of making it come true? The grieving mother rushed to make another wish. "Let my dear son come back to life." Later that night, her wish was granted, as the ghastly, shattered body of their son, patched together by the undertaker, shambled up to their door, animated by some dreadful mockery of life. Again their wish had been granted, but in such a way as to remove any pleasure from its fulfillment. The couple had no choice but to go back to the magic object and unwish everything. At least they were happy, if not wealthy, when their son returned home from work as usual that evening. It certainly taught them to count their blessings carefully. Stories about magic wishes are usually dismissed as fairy tales. Although such stories may be hard to believe, they do serve a purpose. They remind us to be satisfied with what we have.